Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Patricia. How can I help you today?
Yeah, could you tell me what is this company? Because I have a charge on my credit card for $59 something, and I would like to find out what it is.
Okay, yes, ma'am. If you could provide me with the zip code so that I can locate your account, we're a third-party call center, so we do handle multiple companies' accounts.
33033.
Thank you so much. And could you tell me your first and last name, please?
Maria Velasquez.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Can you verify your address for me for security purposes?
Can you just tell me what is this company for? I don't want to give them any more information because I don't even know what this is.
Okay, yes, ma'am. For security purposes and for me to be able to fully access the account to see who is charging you, because we are a third-party call center, so we do handle over 300 companies' customer service accounts, I would need to verify that information.
I can tell you something. It says Top Fit Health, something like that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Are you familiar with the address 2444 Southeast 3rd Street, Homestead, Florida?
Yes, that's my address.
Okay, thank you. Give me just a moment to review over the account and see exactly what you're being charged for, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Okay, give me just a few moments. I am taking a look at the account to see exactly what you're being charged for and who you're being charged by.
Okay.
Okay, so who you're being charged for or what you're being charged for, do you recall going online and doing any surveys or sweepstakes entries for a KitchenAid mixer, a Makita, Dwelt, drill set, or a Dyson vacuum, or Craftsman toolbox, or an iPhone?
I remember doing something like that, but it says only to pay, like something that was free, and then that's what I did. But I haven't received anything, and I didn't ask to be charged $59 for what?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Once you did that, it also enrolled you into a membership for an electronic discount store. The monthly charge will be the $59.92. With that, you would be getting a monthly $100 credit to spend exclusively on the store. They would have sent directly to your email address for you to take part in that.
Can I cancel that? Because I don't want that. I didn't request that. I only had to pay like $2 something for something that I never got anyhow.
Yes, ma'am. It would have been just a sweepstakes entry. It wasn't a guarantee to actually receive that product. But they also enrolled you into that membership with that. What I can do is go ahead and discount it for you. So it'll be a $30 rate versus the $59.
No, I don't want that. I just want to get rid of it. I don't want that.
Okay, yes,
I didn't
ma'am.
See anywhere where I asked to be enrolled to anything.
Yes, ma'am. It would have listed that in the terms and conditions there. It would have told you the amount that you were being charged, as well as it would have advised that you were also enrolling into that membership. They also would have stated that the $59.92 would have been charged on a monthly basis and that you would have had a 48-hour time frame.
I don't have that money. First of all, that put my credit card over the limit, so... So I need to cancel that and get that money back because I don't have, now I'm without work and I don't need that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and get the account canceled, and I can also issue a $50 refund. The $9.92 is a non-refundable fee for having the account, but I can go ahead and issue you the $50 on that $59.92.
Please.
Okay, give me just a few moments to go ahead and get the account canceled and get the refund issued for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. And on this $50 refund, you would need to allow 3 to 5 business days for that to process back into your bank account. So give me just a few more moments while I get everything completed, and then I'll give you a confirmation number as well to let you know for your records that your account has been canceled and a refund has been issued.
Okay.
All right, and do you have anything to take down this number?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
920.
920.
900.
900.
795.
795. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a good evening, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.